about it, Jeff. You got a copy of that, everybody?
10-4, Brent, I got you.
10-4, how about it, Ron? You got me up there, Brent?
Got your line clear, Darrell, Bobby. I got you too, Ron. Sound good? Talk to me one more time. Let me get a mic check here. Your face check.
1-2, 1-2, test.
10-4, that sounds good.
Start rolling off. Third time by.
Hey, stars on pit road speed.
3800
second.
10-4, 3800 second. We'll get you back.
Hey, Ron, is that water seeping out of that crack up high up before?
Let me take a look at it, Jeff.
Really tell, but it sure looked like it.
Stevie, tell our inspector there, John, to make sure I have a look at him good up there.
Looks like on the very top there, Jeff, right in the middle of 3 and 4, looks like there's a line about 5 or 6 feet long with different lengths of weeps in it.
Yeah, 10-4, that's what I was looking at there.
Let's take that tent down there, guys. That's going to come down.
Hey, Jeff, you got a pit road speed, Jeff?
Did you not hear me? 3,800 second, yeah.
10-4. 10-4, 3,800, we got you, man.
I mean, you know, other than that one spot, that, you know, track's definitely ready to go. But, I mean, that's definitely in the groove if you get up high.
And boy, says they're going to work on that area you're talking about there, Jeff.
Jeff, they said they're going to need that high groove coming off oil. Looks like they're going to have some jet dryers on it.
Simple.
Star is going to show you two to go when you come by this time, Jeff, see if you like it. There's another weeping spot, Jeff, between the high groove and the low groove, about where the grass starts for that road there as far as water coming out of the track.
I mean, we could stay off of it. I don't have any problem staying below it, but I'm just telling them it's there. Yeah, that one right there out near the wall.
Come on, that's the one.
Yeah, that one's always there.
Yeah, let's make sure you get to the power blower, Ron, if you haven't already there, but.
Oh, we got it.
Hey, Star's going to pick the speed up. NASCAR wants you up against the outside wall trying to dry the track up. They're going to give you two to go when you get here.
We're not going to do it. They got to get some blowers back up there. I'd be more concerned that stuff come up before than I am up there in that crack that's way up high.
Yeah, well, we're telling them now, but we did before.
Pace car saying it's going to take a few more laps to dry it up. They just want to get you up there again. Next couple of laps here to try and dry it up.
Get better there, but.
Now, I'm going to go worry about it. Let them deal with it. The first one's going to hit it.
We've got 400 laps, nice and smooth, nice and smart. Like I said, this racetrack, all that rain is going to be a lot different. I'm sure we'll change on the next 100 laps. And we'll keep working on it, adjusting it, get it where you want it in, but get a victory lane.
Careful. Watch your car slowing down, they want you to double up. Talk about getting a tractor blower out here to try and help that turn for a wet spot. Be green yellow this time by, Jeff. Green yellow this time by.
Cool.
Gonna have a tracker up against the wall coming off turn four onto the short chute.
Simple.
Watch your car's gonna pick up 5 miles an hour. Two to go when you get here? Two to go. Have that tractor coming off four on the high side. You want to go when you get here, Jeff? One to go. Come high off a turn four to run through that water again. 74's gonna take a look at it.
I forgot to get a look at where exactly you guys are on pit road. Which stall are you in?
Just before the start-finish line, bud. Just before the start-finish line.
Simple.
Same place we were for that Winston, bud. That'd be easier for you, then.
Simple. I'm playing 62 miles. Here we go, let's do it.
Scars off.
Yep, there we go. 2:35.
A little bit loose, so
we'll pick up this
auto. 10 laps, we'll see where it goes. Well, buddy, keep getting the nose like you said. We gotta let him go, see what you gotta do. Boy, keep catching on this one out there, nice. Real good lap right there, real good.
I'm getting a little bit too tight in the middle. I just got the right bump a little bit, run that outside line.
Careful, buddy, careful. Side, outside, clear, clear.
Five laps, but four tires. I'm not dying anymore.
3 laps, but 4 tires. 3 laps. 2 laps, but 2 laps, 4 tires.
I want the right rear tire out of me. I'm pushing, but I'm really loose.
We're going to be four tires this time. We're ready for you.
There's the 97 off.
Be 800 seconds. Come around that guy right there ahead of you. You're going to be coming around him. Right over here, right ahead of him. Four tires. Clear, 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 clear. All the way out, all the way out. 3,800. 3,800. They're all clear. AC coming off of turn two. Only one out there. Eight lap there last time. Great lap, right? That was a great one right there.
Get to the center,
really
wants to go to the throttle.
Dimple, cool off onto the center, really could be changing off here with the jam top where we're at with it.
Oh, really struggling down here at 3 and 4. I can't figure out what to do down there. I can't get it to work the way I high.
Well, but we can get that fat bar up, get that right rear tire first down a little bit so we can help you go with that.
Hey, caution.
What? Caution down for weather. One car inside. Have a live car coming inside. All clear. We're going to get four tires on it, get the trap bar up, and get the right rear tire pressure down there.
Well, you know, I mean, the back end's not glued as good as I'd like it to be, but, you know, it's like that camper gain every once in a while gets the best of me getting in the corner, but once I get down the middle, I'm too tight.
Yeah, for around the half up on that trap bar this season.
Pits open.
Pits are open. Pits are open. Ready 800 seconds. Four tires, round half up on the trap, okay. Look for us right over here. You got the straight shot in the box. Right here, Jeff, right over here. Right in here. Four tires, buddy.
Yeah, all clear, all clear. Get all you can, get all you can. 3,800. Fine, I need you to find out where pit road speed ends. There's a code down there. Is that where it ends?
10 foot, Jeff. That's where it ends.
Great stuff, guys. We got off second. So, what's the radar look like?
We're right on the edge of a couple of cells there, but should pass through. We're only 104 laps into it anyway.
Doing a great job, brother, with it.
Looking good, real good.
Hey, well, we got a real good beat, you know. We're right there, just bouncing back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, 10-4, that's what the clock shows. I mean, sometimes we're right there with them, sometimes we're 10th off and it goes back and forth.
Well, I'm real good down to 1 and 2, and I'm good at the beginning of the run down there at 3 and 4. Thing just goes in and spots that nose a little bit, but as soon as I get the gas and that back, the rear end connects, it just wants to come around a little bit on me.
10-4, like I said, we dropped that right rear tire pressure, maybe that'll help that there a little bit, that'll help you middle there.
Well,
make sure we stay on top of it real, because I'm sure we're in one of those windows right now where the track's going to be changing a lot, so it's just a little light shower, you know.
Cool.
That road is closed.
That sucker come out of nowhere.
10-4, your temp's good, bud?
Right now, 210, water, 220 oil.
Coming down pit road. Got your rain gear there ready, Stevie? In Lupo?
We expected something big to come.
I don't know.
Shut down.
Make sure we get our power off there and get our your radios off there.
They let you guys come to the car because I don't want to unhook anything if you're not.
He told us we could have one guy, but I don't see anybody out there yet. He should be out right down there with you, you know. He's a pretty big old boy.
I'm two cars away.
How's that? Lupo, you gonna call me?
I'm on my way.
I think the Warren's safe too because he took his earpieces out.
I hand with four eggs.
Beautiful, thank you. You got the conversation with the case?
I asked Sean again, and he said, don't bring the cover down there. I said, all right, no problem.
Fine. You guys, somebody listen to the pitch if you're ready with the cover in case it starts raining.
We got you covered, Stevie. Just call us if you need it.
Lupo. Where you at, buddy? Oh, never mind. We got to find him a water.
Steve.
Play it.
Thank you.
Oh, he's going to hang out over here. I'll let you eat, though.
That's Jeff's out. They want him back in the car down there, guys.
Now, get around.
NASCAR wants drivers back in the cars.
Down here, Ryan, I'll let them know.
Fire them up, Jeff. How about it, bud? Y'all hooked up there?
Well, I got you, bud.
This car's rolling off. Pit road is open. This time by. Just got about 92 laps to halfway. Looks like there is some more rain, you know, kind of coming. I don't know how long or when.
Yes, well. Ron, what's the entrance to that pit road look like, man? That thing was like a river coming to pit road. It's still like a river, maybe a little bit smaller river, but it's still like a river there, just where the stripes come together just before the grass at that point there, that's where it's all wet right through there.
Cool.
You want to go when you get here?
Want to go.